your miracles,
oh God. Oh, that's right. Go ahead. That's right. Go ahead. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, yes, we give you praise, oh Lord. We give you praise. We give you praise. Woo. Yes, yes. Because of that kind of faith, he is going to do what we were praising him in his ability to do, and that is perform the miraculous. If you need a miracle today, you're trusting the right God. The all-powerful, the almighty God. Now, I'll admit there are other gods that have some powers, but there's no God like our God. And you were praising him in faith and saying, Lord, you do miracles so great. And while we were singing that line, the Lord just prompted me, I'm going to do them, because you're singing with faith and believing the Lord. Whatever you need, God is able. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, for those of you that are here, those of you online, that's right, let's go ahead and praise him some more, Lord. I thank you. I thank you for your promises. They are so complete. They are so steadfast. They are so, so perfect. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you, and you may be seated. Our 2021 APC church theme is Be the Church. The subject and the title of this message that connects with our theme is Be in the Church. Now, that statement can mean belonging to an organized group like APC or the UPCI or any other church family name, but it means more than that. It can mean, when we say be in the church, that could literally mean being in a physical building like this one. But it means more than either of those two statements. Here's how God and Paul define and describe being in the church. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and 13. For by one Spirit, everyone say one Spirit, are we all baptized into one body. And it doesn't make any difference if it's a Jewish person or a non-Jewish person. Whether we are bond or free, no matter the strata in society that we find ourselves in. We have all been made to drink into that one Spirit. Being in the church is defined as being baptized into the church or into the body of Christ. And so that's what this title represents. And as you see it on the screen, or as you think it throughout this message and hopefully beyond, think about what it truly means to be baptized in the body. Now, there are at least two dimensions that have to do with being baptized into the body. One is a salvation dimension. Your salvation, my salvation, it is all important. I could probably preach all morning long on just that statement. Our salvation is all important. It is essential. It's a matter of life and death, eternal life and death. I cannot stress enough this morning. I cannot stress it enough how important believing, obeying, and following God's salvation plan is. And I say that on the heels of hearing, not necessarily yesterday or this week, but in the last several years, the diluting of the salvation message and the diluting of the belief system that, in other words, it seems to some that it makes little difference, or if you want to, believe it and be saved, or if you don't want to, just believe some good things about God and that's all right. I can't stress enough how important believing, obeying, and following God's plan of salvation is. That's the first dimension. And the second dimension, there is a kingdom commitment or a kingdom service dimension. It has to do with being fully immersed or plunging all the way into kingdom commitment and kingdom service. In other words, all in. All in to the kingdom and seeking first the kingdom of God. Being the church, when we are in the church or in a church service, or being the church when we are outside in society, in our homes, with our families, in the community, on the job, wherever it is, at school, it doesn't matter. Your salvation is all important. I want to come back to dimension number one for a few moments. Your salvation is essential. We've heard that word a lot in 2020 and already in 2021. To be in the church does not only mean signing a membership card. There's nothing wrong with that. That's good. That helps with organization. That helps with documentation. It's more, though, than shaking a pastor or a leader's hand. It's more than going through a series of classes, and those are great helps to a person as they begin their relationship and experience with God. But at the heart of what it means to be in the church is the salvation plan. God has so graciously and plainly and clearly set that up. And so to be in the church, when we say they are saved, when we say we are saved, when we say we are in the church, we are saying we have obeyed the gospel. We are applying the gospel, his death, his burial, his resurrection. We identify with all of those. Here's how we identify with it. Faith is so very important in this salvation plan. And we spoke about it and we were singing about him being able to do miracles. We've demonstrated faith today in that way and others in our prayer time praying for people. There are many things to believe about God. But let me just give you a few basics right here. It's important to believe in Jesus Christ. It's important to believe that he is the Almighty God. It's important for someone to believe that this Jesus will forgive and take away their sin. He will do it. This is at the core of being in the church. I know I've heard people say, I don't want to belong to a church. I don't want organization. They feel averse to those kind of things. Well, I would just tell you it's more than all of that. It's believing in Jesus. It's believing he will forgive and take away your sin. The acts of the salvation plan, whether it's repentance or baptism or receiving the Holy Ghost, those are all actions of faith in Jesus Christ. That's why we say to be in the church, one must have faith. You must have faith. We live in a day where there is an aversion to people saying, you must do this. But we cannot afford to do anything to cut away from the Word of God and from the expectations and the laws and the commands of God, and in particular when it comes to salvation. It's important that we have faith. And it's important that there be repentance, that we experience repentance. It means being sorry for the way that we have violated God's laws in our living and in our thinking. Sorry enough to turn away from those actions or thoughts or behaviors. Sometimes we get sorry because we get caught. But it's sorry enough to say, I'm repenting of this and I don't intend to repeat that action. I am going to do, as someone has said, that repentance is an about face. I'm going to walk the other direction. I'm going to turn away from sin and turn toward God. Repentance of sin is essential for salvation. For one, we must repent, because that must precede water baptism as we prepare for God to do the work of remission that He wants to do. And I would say this about repentance. Your repentance will not be in vain. He will forgive. I know those of you online can't see this, but people are responding in this congregation because we have experienced that forgiveness. We were imperfect. We were flawed. We were sinful. We were dirty. We were unclean. But He will forgive when we repent. The devil's been lying to somebody, telling you that God doesn't love you. You've made too many mistakes. You have not. If you will repent, He will forgive. And then there's water baptism. And it's ready today in case anybody needs it and wants it. Jesus said that His new birth plan of salvation included a birth through water. John 3, verse 5. Except, Jesus doesn't leave any wiggle room here. Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Again, I cannot stress how important these points, this salvation plan is. And I'm going to stop right here and say another reason I'm stressing it is because the coming of the Lord is all the closer. If you've thought about it, you need to do it. If you agree with it, you need to do it. We don't know the coming of the Lord. Woo! Ha! I feel His hand on my back pressing me to say this right now. We do not know how many more days that we have. We need to be ready not only for His coming so that we can do His work until He comes. Water baptism. Here are the dynamics. Immersion in water. The word that the Bible uses for the term baptism is a term they used for the garment maker that wanted to dip the cloth and change its color or dye it. And so they would dip it or plunge it all the way under. If they just wanted part of it dyed, they just put part of it in. But if they wanted the whole garment taken care of and transformed into the new color that was in the dye, they put it all the way under. There are other words that could have been used in that original language that would refer to sprinkling, which they also used in dye making or other efforts and other forms of employment. But God chose the word that indicates immersion. And immersion is the only mode of baptism the Bible records. John baptized in the Jordan River. Paul described it as a burial with Christ. John put Jesus down under and in that water, and then he came up out of that water. You can read the verbiage in all these verses. Another dynamic of baptism that is important along with immersion is baptism in Jesus' name. The name of the one true God. His name is not Son. His name is not Father. His name is not Holy Ghost. Those are His titles. But His name, the name of the one true God, as revealed in this New Testament era for the New Testament plan of salvation, is the name of Jesus. And it totally makes sense if we're baptized to have our sins washed away. Because who died for our sins? Jesus. And He can remit and wash away those sin. Peter said, baptism is for the remission of sin. When you are baptized, hear me somebody, when you are baptized, and I preach to someone that has never been baptized in Jesus' name right now, but when you are baptized, there is a release. The word remission means to wipe out. A chalkboard that's got all kind of writing on it, just go up and get that eraser and just erase from side to side and all the way up and down that blackboard. And nowadays they have whiteboards that you can write on with black or other colors and all of a sudden just clear it. We've got a little mechanism on our computers. I can select, and then after I select that portion, or you can select the whole document, I don't have to go and erase the I or erase the T or erase the J, but I just cover it all. There's that little option that says select all, and then you hit delete. You hit remission. You hit the wiping away. When you get baptized in Jesus' name, your first sin and your last sin is going to be washed away. And every sin that is in between, you are tired of carrying that sin around. Go ahead and say, I'll be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to emphasize, I'm glad you agree with it if you do. I'm glad you've thought about it if you have been. But I must tell you, that's not enough. You need to call us right now. Call us right now. I don't know if anybody's back there or not, but leave a message and say, I want to be baptized in Jesus' name. Chris, let's check the phones as soon as we get out of here. Let's check it, because this is all important. This is all important. He's either coming or he's not. We're in the ready or we're not. And I don't have the idea. I want to get ready so in case he comes this afternoon, if that happens, I sure want to be ready. But there's a whole lot of stuff God wants me to do between now and then. Gotta be ready. And God washes away those sins when we call on the name of the Lord. When we say in Jesus' name, and you know, historians record that it wasn't only the person who was baptizing. We do it this way right now. I'm thinking about changing that. Not the doctrine. I better clarify. We're going to baptize in Jesus' name. But the one that's baptizing can say it, and the candidate said it while they were going down. The baptizer and the baptizee both were calling on that name. He said, if two agree, woo, hallelujah, hallelujah. He said, if we'll agree to that name, anything is possible. That name washes away sins. So what we're saying when we use the name of Jesus, we're saying, God, you're the only one who has the authority that it will take to wash away and forgive my sin. God, I request that you do that. That's why I'm calling on your name, Jesus. That's what being in the church is, and receiving the Holy Ghost. I'm going to ask it here. I'd like for you to respond, those of you that are online, wherever you are. How many have been filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost at some point in your life experience? Woo! Let's keep it up there just a minute and give him thanks for the wonderful gift. Jesus, I want to say thank you for the gift. God, it's a treasure. I want to always treat it that way, as a gift and a treasure of your Spirit. You put it in this earthen vessel. I cannot thank you enough days. I can't thank you with enough words for the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 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 How many remember when you first received the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Woo. Hallelujah. Y'all weren't ashamed to lift your hands right there. We're not ashamed of that. We're glad for it. It's a gift. It's a treasure. And we should remember it. I remember kneeling at that front bench as probably a 10 or 11 year old kid at their Northside Pentecostal Church, and Brother Scotty Teets was the evangelist. Now, right now, I cannot tell you, and probably until I die, I won't be able to tell you what he was preaching on. But it was good. Because it was the Word of God. and it did the work the Word ought to do. We ought to preach and people respond to the Spirit of God. I thank God for when we preach. I thank God for verbal glories and verbal amens. But what we really need is some internal commitment. We need both. He was preaching and it was time to pray, and I turned around and knelt there, and I could not honestly tell you if it was 5 minutes or if it was 55 minutes. I don't know. Maybe, Dad, you may know or remember. I just woke up like I was out of a daze. When I came out of that prayer time, I had lost all track of time. I cannot remember. I've tried since that day to remember and calculate and see. I've even asked a few people, I think, but nobody knows. But here's what I know. I was filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost on that morning. No wonder you all didn't hesitate to lift your hand and say, I've got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And there's somebody here or somebody that's watching. You want to lift your hand. And you'll be able to if you'll just open your life right now. He said, I'll pour out my spirit. He said, I'll pour out my spirit. He said, I'll pour out my spirit. He's not reserving it from you. He wants to fill you with the Holy Ghost. And you're going to start out in English, but because your heart and your spirit is on him, you're going to end up speaking in a language that you have never spoken before that you do not understand. That's a part of being in the church. There are so many references that talk about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. This salvation plan of God is essential. You said that already, Pastor. I know. When I saw it again in my notes just now, I felt a little hesitancy because I thought what you just thought. You've said that already. But the way I'm feeling right now, and I feel the burden of a pastor, and I feel the burden of a minister, and I feel the burden of the times that we are in, I could not say it enough. In fact, to some, this is not everybody, but to some, I'm trying to wake you up. Because it's been an attitude of if I do or if I don't. And things are just going to fly along and float along. But it is essential. Jesus said it in Mark 16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believes not, doesn't believe enough to get baptized, shall be damned. That's pretty strong. Jesus said to Nicodemus, you must. The day of Pentecost, Peter said, every one of you. Paul said in Romans 8, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. You don't belong to him in identification as his child in salvation, except if you have the baptism of his Spirit. He wants to make you his. And there are many others of us who want you to be his and want you to be in that body. You know, what we need and what we think we need are not always the same. A need is something that is indispensable. It's something that is essential. And by definition, the Holy Ghost is essential to salvation. I'm going to ask everybody that has it in just a moment, I'm going to ask you to pray. I'm going to ask you to pray. Because I know in this audience there is a high percentage of you that have already committed yourself and fulfilled and obeyed the salvation plan. But there are individuals who are hearing this message now or who will hear it who have not as yet. And I want all of us right now, I want us to pray for anybody that needs to have faith, anybody that needs to repent, anybody that needs to be baptized by water immersion in Jesus. That's it, pray it. Anybody that needs to receive your Spirit right now, God, I pray that you would take away anything that blocks. I pray that you would take away anything that hinders. Give clarity of thought as focus from your Word. Give sensitivity that their hearts be hearts of flesh and not of hard stone. I pray, oh God, that you would deal, that you would speak, however it is through this message or through a friend's talk, or through a song that they hear or something that they remember from years back. I pray that you would open up understanding to essentiality of faith and repentance and water baptism and the baptism of the Spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I pray it right now. That's it. Pray just a few more points here, a few more seconds. Go ahead, pray it. Go ahead, church. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Woo. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Here's why we can pray this. Here's why. And here's why people can expect to receive the Holy Ghost. It's for everyone. I'm going to ask for a better response from that. I want you to say, I don't know if they can hear it out there, but I want somebody to know we believe it's for everybody. It's for everyone. That's right. You believe what you're clapping about. You believe what you're expressing. Yes. Yes. Peter said the promise is to you. It's to your children and to all that are far off, even as many. Woo. Somebody is in that last phrase. Even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Look what he said in Revelation. Let the one that is thirsty, come on. Come on. You can drink from this fountain. You don't have to worry about getting COVID from this fountain. I've walked through so many fountains and I appreciate what they're doing. I probably wouldn't have taken a drink anyway if it was open. But I appreciated the health, and I walked through so many. And I just said, oh, I wish that was open. I could use a drink right now. There are no restrictions. If there's a thirst in your soul because of a broken marriage, if there's a thirst in your soul because of a need, if there's a thirst in your soul because you feel like your prayers are hitting a ceiling of brass, I want you to know, come on and drink. Come on and drink. Everybody that's thirsty, whosoever will. Nobody has a corner on this market. APC don't have a corner on this market. Here's the revival God wants to give us. He wants whenever we come back full-fledged, he wants every pew to be full of people who have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Everybody come. Everybody that's athirst, come. And I just want to say, you need it and you can have it. You need it, and you can have it. Woo. You ever have somebody tell you, you need that, but I can't get it for you? Not Jesus. Not the Holy Ghost. You need it. Somebody needs to take this outline right here to somebody you've been witnessing to. And I'll give you the condensed version of this. And just share it with them. Use it in a Bible study. Let them know. Here's why. It's essential, folks. You can be glad you did it, whether it was 5 years ago or 25 years ago or 55 years ago or 65 years ago. You can be glad that you had faith and repented and was water baptized in Jesus' name and was filled with the Holy Ghost. It's for everybody, and it is essential. And being in the church also, there's another baptismal aspect. The salvation is one, kingdom commitment and kingdom service baptism. Here's what I mean by that. Baptizing everything we are, everything we have, all our priorities, all our values, all of our choices, all of our time, all of our energy, all of our commitments, being baptized into the church. Kingdom service baptism is being immersed in God, being immersed in his church, being immersed in involvement, being immersed in his values. I heard of one guy that got baptized and he wasn't so sure about how the church always asked for so much money. So when they baptized him, he held his wallet out of the water. They put him down and his hand was still sticking up like that. That's not full immersion. Kingdom service means all in. Now the same way when we were water baptized, and I've preached strong and heavy on immersion today, and made the difference between sprinkling or any other form versus immersion. But if we're going to be baptized with kingdom commitment, and by kingdom commitment, that means we don't just stick our toe in. Well, I'll just show up at service time. Or I'll do this when it's convenient. We don't just go in until our ankles are covered, feet and ankles are covered, or up to our knees, or just partway in. But we are immersed and plunged under and in, all in. This baptism into the body includes salvation baptism, and it also includes kingdom commitment. This is, just dive in. Those of you here, those of you online, just dive in. Grab your knees and do a cannonball. Woo! If some of us did a cannonball, we'd feel like we'd been hit with one, probably. We're not to be sprinkled with baptism into kingdom commitment. Oh, I'll do it if I want to. I'll go if it's at the right time. I'll go if it, who I want to have singing or preaching. I'll go if it doesn't interfere with practice. I'll go and I'll just work the church around my schedule. And if I've got these other commitments, or if I've got to drive a long way, or if I've got to do this or that, here's what I know. Somebody was talking to me about that, and they just said, Pastor, I'm going to be faithful. I don't care how much I have to drive. And here's the answer to that. He's Jehovah Jireh. And if you have to drive back and forth 44 times, I know a God who can provide the opportunity and the fuel to have you drive. If you're back, you're all in. I'm talking about cannonball all in. Woo. I'd like to do that right now, but I'm not going to. Lo, come up and do that for me. Woo, this man knows what kingdom commitment baptism and real baptism is all about. We have probably baptized him more times. Bless his heart. Woo. I'm going to tell you what, when that Lutheran school would come, a few of the times I baptized you, Lo, I felt like I was baptizing a new convert. Not because of the way you were acting, but because the power and the presence of the Lord was there. You don't make it to heaven, it ain't going to be because me and you didn't try, right? Hear me, everybody. It's time to dive into the kingdom. Don't get on the edge. Woo! We've had one of our greatest years in giving, and people are proving what I'm about to preach right now. Don't just give what's left over. A tithe is 10%. If it's one income, it's 10% of that one. If it's two incomes, it's 2% of 10% of two of them. I'm talking about all in. Faithful on Wednesday. Faithful at 9 a.m. Faithful on 11 a.m. Faithful to practice, to sing and glorify God. I'm just talking about diving all the way in. If it's a baptism, it's baptizo. It's all the way in. Here's what I know. He said, you seek first the kingdom of God and all this other stuff will be added to you. We try to take care of all the other stuff. And then the kingdom gets kind of what's left. But being in the body, being in the church, is a renewal and a baptism. baptism of totally submitted to him. I'm going to tell you what I know. The reason it's easy to preach this message today, first of all, is because God directed. Second of all, and I feel it here today, and I feel it out there, there is a hunger in people's hearts and lives to be all in. Aren't you tired of skirting the edge? I'm not going to ask that question again. Because I felt conviction. Because many times we do kind of skirt the edge. And we get questions like, why do you do that? Why do you do some, what? How do you do that? How do you do that? Sister Linda has told me from time to time, she gets questions. And it's a sensible question. How do you do it? They would come to Sunday morning. They would have Spanish church, and they would be in Sunday night. Some folks were struggling with one out of the three. How do you do all three? And her simple answer was, it's just about the kingdom. Just all in. Just baptized all in. I'm sorry, I can't change the method of baptism. It's either all in. And I'm not going to preach another doctrine. I'm not going to preach one about salvation baptism, nor one about kingdom service commitment. You got to be immersed in salvation baptism, but you can get sprinkled in kingdom commitment. But it's all, and it's for his glory. I just want to encourage you today. Don't wait around. You know, if you on a really hot day, and kids that are really excited about that pool, there's not too many of them standing there saying, well, now, you go ahead first. Usually, it's they want to be first. They're not waiting around until somebody else goes to the altar to pray or waiting for somebody else to be a worshiper, not waiting for somebody else to sing, not waiting for somebody else to raise their hand or be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. We just need to get all in. And when we do, God's going to operate in our lives. God is going to operate through the gifts of His Spirit. God is going to give us an unprecedented move and touch of His Spirit. It's a baptism. And we're going to get, you know, I've done this before, leave a ball game and say, we won. I didn't have a thing to do with it. I mean, I didn't get one hit. I didn't even pick up a bat. We won. We won. We won. What we're going to do is get out of the bleachers and get on the field. You can't be in the bleachers and in the church. Woo. But baptism. If you need to be saved today, if you need your sins remitted, come on, call us. 314-894-8130. 314-894-8130. Call it. We'll make an appointment for you to come. Hope it's as soon as you can get here and be baptized. And every sin that you've ever committed is going to be washed away. And if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you can get it in the baptistry. You can get it while you're walking down the aisle. Come on, would you stand with me right now, wherever you are, and let's give Him praise. Let's thank Him, Lord. I want to thank You for so great a salvation. I thank You for so great a salvation. Oh, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Go ahead, let's thank Him some more for that salvation. It's still here. Ah, yes. You made it available to us, oh Lord. You made it available to us. Yes. I encourage you today. Repent. be baptized in Jesus' name. Whew. Open your life to the Holy Ghost. I'm just going to go ahead and say what I feel right now. I feel like I'm at the conclusion of this message, and there's a basin right before me where my Bible is. And I'm ready to wash my hands. That was a signal, not that the person was tired of doing what they were doing, or they were tired of those that they were doing it for. Neither are those the case with me today. But I feel like God has given a complete message. So I wash my hands of this message today and this appeal. Some of you that are watching, you agree. You have even said, my children, my family, I'm not going to send them anywhere else other than to an apostolic church. When my grandbabies get baptized, I want them to be baptized in Jesus' name. But you need to make a recommitment today. You need to get all in. I feel a burden for prodigals right now. They've already tasted of this. I feel a burden. This is unexpected. I didn't know. But would you connect in for anybody that comes to your mind? Or maybe just pray in general that God knows who to send that to. He knows whose heart to work on right now. Oh, we need everybody to be in the church. We need everybody to be in the ark. You can't afford to be coming up the gangplank to the ark after the heavens have already opened and the depths have already broken out. Yes, yes, yes. Pray for him. Pray for him. Pray for him. That's right. Yes. They're not too far gone. They're not too far away.
I'm going all the way.
It, make that commitment. God sees it. God sees it out of your heart. Oh. Make your place an altar right now. Make it an altar. You can stand or kneel, whatever you want to do, but we got to get all in. We got to get it all. No lukewarmness. Help me to be all in, God. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Deal with hearts. Pray for that lost loved one, church. Pray for him.
I'm going all the way with the Lord. Step all the way.
Yes.
I'm going all the way. Go all the way. I'm going all the way.
Hallelujah.
Again, would you make that commitment? Would you just lift your hands and let them know, Lord, I'm going to be all in, God. I'm not keeping any part of myself or my family out of this thing that you've called me to be a part of, this church. Help me to be a part of this body, Lord. This place, let them know what your heart is today, Lord. I thank you for your word, and now I stand on your word, Jesus, and I respond to your word, Lord, that I'm committing to be all in today, God. I'm committing to be a part of this body, Lord. I'm committing to be a part of the church and to be the church. I'm committing to kingdom service and kingdom values and principles. principles, not just when I'm here in the building, Lord, but when I leave this place, I go beyond this place, and I'm believing, Lord, for every life that's yet to be baptized or be filled with your Spirit, repent of their sins. If they're making commitments right now to do that, Lord, you're going to honor that commitment and that obedience. We thank you today, and we close this by thanking him for his word and for his grace and mercy. Thank you that you've spoken to us today. Thank you for your grace and your word, God, has helped us. A clear word, Lord, an eternal word. We thank you, Jesus, for those arms of grace. And we thank you for the voice we've heard today. In Jesus' name, Jesus' name.